When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. It's Sports Day's State of Larrikins.
It was better than Lego. It was better than Lego.
That's a legit tomato.
Horton on to Hagen. Hagen away now for Belcher.
Gary Belcher
has scored
his third origin try.
Oh, what an origin legend he was, and he doesn't need any introduction. Welcome back to Sports Day, Sats and Rat. Gary Belcher, a good old friend, joining us on the show. How are you, Badge?
Hey, Badge.
Oh, gee, I've missed you. Have you got vision of that try? I've seen that one.
That's radio.
It was a long, long time ago. I'm not sure it was even televised, that game. How are you anyway, Jen?
Yeah, well, more importantly, how are you going in retirement?
Oh, I'm going good, yeah. It's pretty tough. It took me a couple of hours to get used to it, but I've settled right down. I'm very chilled, and I've got to say I haven't listened to the show much, but I did doing your State of Origin Larrikins and back rows tonight, and I thought, you're ringing me because I was a bustling second rower. Well, back at South.
Yeah, Brisbane. You used to be a lock, didn't you?
Wow. In reserve grade for about three games.
Well, the reason we are ringing you, Badge, and I've got to tell you, like you said it, like there mightn't be vision of that try because they didn't play them on TV back then. It was a while back. I mean, I retired 12 years ago, and there was a couple of Larrikins that I played with at the start of my career, but I was speaking to Sats before. I said, it seems like the Larrikinism's been taken out of the game. I mean, there's a few throwbacks like your Brandon Smiths and maybe your Cam Munsters. But there's not really, the Larrikin in the game's gone. And, you know, back when you were playing, you look at the Queensland teams you played in, it was full of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, it was. And, you know, so many of my teammates that were, well, the greatest Larrikin of all time that I reckon was Peter Jackson, who was just life of the party, crazy, and backed it up on the field. He'd turn up to training after it. He'd always have a big night on a Friday night, and we were playing at South in Brizzy, and even in Origin camp. He never missed training, but he'd turn up, and we used to call him My Lanta Mouth, because he'd have the big swig of My Lanta so he wouldn't have a spew at training, and he'd push himself as hard as anyone else. Oh, gee, the guy could party. But he had plenty of teammates, too, that were that didn't mind having a good time, especially early in the week in Origin camp.
Mm. Well, they always say that Origin, it doesn't build character, it exposes it. But the Origin camps also expose the off-field antics, because you've told a really good story about Jacko once when you're all having a drink during the week and you try to jump in a cab, Badge, and try to get away from him. Is that correct?
In camp, yeah. Mickey Hancock was with me, I remember that. There was a few of us went. So we went out for a big night, State of Origin camp early in the piece, like it may be on a Wednesday night or something, and Jacko was back in playing for the Broncos, and he was working at Triple M, and we'd finished somewhere, it was Wall Street or something, it was called down in the city, and he went, no, we'll go down to Triple M, which was right down towards the valley. I'll get into Jimmy Johnson's liquor cabinet. So we went in, and Jacko broke in and got into the grog and having a good, it was sitting back with their feet up on the desk. I think there was someone doing the night, you know, playing the music at night, and I got to go, Jack. We're training at 8 o'clock, so he's followed me. I went downstairs. I caught a cab, and I thought I was gone. And I just felt this arm grab me and rip my shirt off. And I got in the cab. Mickey Hancock was in. We took off. I said, "Just go without him. He's a pest." Got home, banged the door down like he just refused to go to sleep. And I'm rooming with Bobby Lindner. I said, "Mate, Jack, just be quiet." Anyway, he ended up bashing the door down. We just heard this almighty crash. Bashed the door down. Come flying in. Woke everyone up on our floor. Tosser Turner's come out and he's gone, that's it. He said, I've never done this before, but Jacko, I've got to kick you out of the Origin camp. He said, Dosser, I'm not even in the team. He was out injured. It was pretty crazy.
That's hilarious, mate. I mean, obviously you played with some legends and larrikins, your Alfie Langers, your Dale Shearers, your Fatty Vortons. Mate, who else is, pushed the barrier at both ends?
Yeah, well, like we got into camp, and I remember the likes of Greg Kineshew Turtle. He'd party that hard. We get up to train the next morning, and then he'd say, that's it. Straight off the training, I'm going to the Batcave. And he'd just draw the curtains and sleep for about another 6 hours till we trained in the afternoon. So Turtle and, the great guys that I'd never had much to do with, Wally Fulton Smith, and, Fatty was a champion. I wouldn't put Bobby Linder in that department. He was the super fit, looked after himself kind of guy, so he wasn't out partying hard.
Badge, what about
Underpants? Dan Staines? Underpants.
Oh, Dan Staines, yeah.
Mate, quietest guy ever, champion bloke. He got nicknamed Underpant by Ciro on the tour to New Zealand in '89. Underpants Staines. But we had an Origin camp. We decided to go down the Gold Coast, and Stainesy had such a big night, it didn't make training the next day. So, and even at the end of training, we jumped on the bus to go back to Brisbane, still no Stainsy. So I don't know how he made it back. Anyway, didn't get kicked out of the team because that's not what you did back then, but he had his head hanging low for a couple of days.
I mean, in those camps, they were like 11-day camps, weren't they, Badger? You didn't see a football for the first 3 or 4 days when you went into camp back in the old days. I remember my first camp was 10 days.
Yeah, they got earlier in it. We used to go, I think when I first went in '86, we played on a Tuesday, and they'd pick the team and we'd go in, the Tuesday or the Wednesday, and we're having such a good time. When Arthur took over, and Arthur Beaton took back over in the late 80s, talked him about the longest camps we could. So we'd say, just bring us in on the Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, straight after the game if we can. And we'd be going and then they started playing on the Wednesday, so it was a 10-day camp. They were unreal. But I do remember the King, who was great. We were driving down the coast once up for, we'd have a big training session and we'd jump in the minibus. And
he'd drive it, wouldn't he?
So obviously Arthur refused when he came back to actually coach unless they'd got a proper big bus, because he said, I'm not getting in that car anymore with Wally. But while Wayne was there, Wally would drive, and he was mad. They turned the wipers out, people going past on push bikes and stuff through the middle of the city. They put the wipers, him and Gino, and spraying out on people. And he could drive. Like, honestly, he could drive like Jack Brabham. It was unbelievable. Peter Brock, I suppose, would probably be more contemporary. Anyway, driving down the coast, and he must have said to Gino, just look after me here. We've just stopped at Macca's, at Rod Morris's McDonald's on the way down, and the boys are just throwing the rubbish in the aisle. And Wally went, oh, you pigs! With a few swear words, got up. We're doing 100 k's an hour on the highway down the coast. Just gets up. The bus just keeps going. So Gino's got his foot on the steering wheel, comes down the back, opens the door, throws all the rubbish out. We go, who's driving? There he goes, jumps back in the driver's seat. It was about 30 seconds. Thought we were going to lose our lives.
Hey, Badge, was it 1987, the trip to LA, that fourth Origin match when you're in a club and Alfie, was it Alfie that got nominated for a bodybuilding comp?
Yeah, Fatty. It was a place we were staying at. And we went over to party Queensland because we'd already won the series. And I think the Blues were a lot more serious than us. But maybe the night before the game, and we're just downstairs having a few beers, and they had this bodybuilding comp. We were just laughing at it going, we've never seen anything like it in our lives. These blokes are all oiled up, coming out. And they've been out the back, obviously, pumping iron and doing the 100 push-ups and coming out and doing the things. There's only about 20 people watching, their family and close friends. And then there was one more nomination, Alfie Langer from Australia. And I just looked at us like, what the hell? Fatty nominated him. Anyway, to his credit, he just went, righto. He gets up, gets the shirt. He's got jeans. Gets the shirt off. He's putting it. He's like a stripper more than a bodybuilder. He's got the shirt between the legs and he's doing all the poses. We're all cheering. Half of the crowd cheered, and he won third prize. He won $50. The bodybuilders were filthy.
They must have been pretty average bodybuilders for him to finish third.
He's 5'3".
Yeah, well, it was well. fella.
Last night we did our front rows and hookers, and both Rat and I agreed that Sam Bacco was one of the great characters of the game. We told the story about the bottle shop at Ivan Henjak. But there's also one badge. Was he playing for the Raiders? He come back from a test match and someone asked him about his chances of playing that weekend?
Well, we played a test on the Saturday. This is against the Poms in 88. Sam actually had an incredible series. And I've got to say, I spoke to the big fella today.
Oh, how's he going?
He's still laid up in hospital. But he's going okay. He's a fighter, getting looked after incredibly well up at Cairns Base Hospital. But, yeah, had some massive heart issues and some stents put in. And yeah, he's battling back. And but I had a good chat to him. But he, we turned up for the game the next day after the test back at Canberra. So it was me and Mal, maybe Mal, he might have been out injured in 88. Jacko and Big Sam was supposed to be there, and Sheen's going, where's Sam? So we had to take a player out of reserve grade to play first grade. We warmed up, everything, no Sam, and next thing he turns up about 5 minutes before kickoff, just walks straight in his civvies, and Sam said, "What are you doing, Sam? You can't play." And he went, I'm not mentally prepared after the test, Tim." So just shook his head and went, "You idiot." Oh, okay, so mate. We played without him.
Big Sammy, well, what a legend! It's good to hear that he's on the mend, mate. So, mate, you're joining the surf tour, mate. You're on the plane tomorrow, is that right? You're heading up to Bali for a bit of a surf trip?
Heading over to, Bali, then Sumatra. Yeah, so just going over for a bit of a trip with the boys.
What's the equivalent like, mate?
If you want to make any donations, I've started a GoFundMe page, so I can do it all year round.
What's the equivalent like, mate? What boards are you packing, taking away?
Well, I'm taking, believe it or not, Rat, I've always gone on surf trips with two, but I've never used the second one. I'm taking one board.
Wow.
But, yeah, so...
Just very versatile in all conditions.
I just won't be surfing anything over about 2 foot. No, I've got... A couple of my mates have both got spare boards, so, we'll be right. I'll be right. If I have to jump on a boogie board or something while I'm there because I run out of boards,
that'd be it. But, boogie board covers and Australians don't go well in Indonesia.
I don't want to put the mocker on myself.
Hey, Badge, while you're on, you love your surfing as in the World Surfing Tour as well. What do you make of Kelly Slater getting a wild card for the rest of the?
No,
yeah, he's got a wild card for the
That's
rest.
That's ridiculous.
Even though they've done the cutoff at 22.
I had no idea.
Yeah, he's been given
I'm so far out of the loop with sport. I mean, even the league. I'm watching one or two games. All the way up to round five.
Ten.
What's going on with the NRL?
Imagine
anyway, good to hear Jack Whitenstone at the Raiders.
He's right on it, isn't he?
Had no idea about Kelly Slater, but he's nearly as old as me, so good on him if he can still surf like he does. Unbelievable. But I guess he's such a big attraction.
Probably earned it. I will say he has earned it. He's earned the right.
Yeah. And remember, it's privately owned too, that world tour, so they can do what they want.
Yeah. Exactly. Hey, Badge, it's great to catch up. Great to catch up,
absolutely.
Hope you're enjoying retirement. Hope you enjoy your surfing trip. Be safe with you and your crew. And it's great to talk the old days on Sports Day. So thanks very much. And
great.
Travel safe.
Great talking to you guys. And don't ring me again. I'll ring you.
We'll ring you for a report on the surf tour.
Yeah. Right.
See you, mate.
See ya.
Okay. Sats and Rat, in relation to State of Larrikin. It's hard to go past Queensland back row Trevor the Axe Gilmeister, a larrikin on and off the field. If you and the listeners aren't already across it, jump on the Fox League or cut. Yeah, his face-to-face with Vonnie Sampson was really good, Dan. It was really, really good. And that's what we're talking about, our second rows and our locks. Go for it, Rat.
Yeah, so my back rows for Queensland, I've got Gilly as my back.
Me too.
One of my back rows. I've got Rusty Bowden.
What about him?
Rusty Bowden. Do you remember?
He's one of the throwbacks.
The post-try celebration era.
So that was year 2000. Yeah. The Footy Show had a post-try celebration.
Yeah, I remember it well. I was on the receiving end of a couple of them. Notably the hand grenade in State of Origin. when he cracked a stubby and drunk the beer on, mate, loved a beer. I played Origin with Rusty. Absolute legend of a bloke. And, mate, I've got it locked, the fat. Can't go past the fat.
As a lock forward?
As a lock forward.
Yeah, we're pretty much the same. The fat, for obvious reasons, just the greatest character.
Mm.
Gilly, he could just drink for days. And his footy, he's on the footy show once, live from the Ecker.
Yeah.
When he's still playing. Yeah. And he just had that many beers under his belt. Oh, he had so many 4X under his belt. It was that funny. 95 Origin. Remember, leading into game three, he had a knee infection.
Oh, yeah.
And he's laying in the bed.
On the drip.
He was on the drip. He's in the morning of the Origin number three. They'd already won the series. And Tosser Turner and Choppy and Fatty, who's a coach, were sitting there. And the doctor's saying, if you play, you get further blood poisoning. You could die.
You could die, yeah.
And Fatty said, there's no better way than to die in Lang Park playing in Origin.
No, it's like he busted out of the back of the ambulance in his cape and he's on the field. My New South Wales back. Oh, you want me to give him my New South Wales?
Yeah, go for it.
So my New South Wales back rowers. I've got Crusher Cleal.
Yes.
And one of those iconic, players of the 80s that everybody loved. I've got Hindy for obvious reasons.
I've got
Hindy just topping Fletch because Fletch gives me a hard time when we cross to Joel and Fletch.
Yeah.
And my lock, I've got Gav Miller.
Is that a Cronulla thing?
No, it's not. Gavin Miller, like Wes Cronulla. Budget publican, just mate, larrikin.
Couldn't he play?
Mate, and could drink. And, mate, one of the toughest. Mate, he was one of the first. Mate, he would take the ball to the line and just have zero self-preservation. He'd take it right to the line, get absolutely smashed.
One of the great ball
mate,
players,
ET too,
wasn't
used
he?
To tell me, he goes, mate, he used to say to me, just run off my hip. I'll just give it to you real late, right at the line. And, mate, ET was telling me, he goes, mate, I'd go to the line and you'd just hear this bloke get absolutely crunched, but all of a sudden there was this ball.
The ball would
just
pop
sitting
out.
On a platter. Just a larrikin of a bloke, lovely fella. And, they're my back rowers.
He won two Dally M's, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. My New South Wales, I had the same as you, Gilly and Fatty. I had Michael Crocker. He used to live in the house of Grouse.
Yeah, Mick Crocker. One of the great human beings. Walker.
Toddy Payton. Yeah. The House of Grouse,
they called it. Yeah, yeah.
My New South Wales were – so Fletch is one of the greatest characters I think we've ever seen in the game and just a hell of a nice guy.
Yeah, legend.
MG, 100% lunatic.
Yep.
Prankster, kleptomaniac.
You're telling me this. I'm like, watch how he used to steal stuff.
He'd turn up to
But it's in a fun way, right?
He'd turn up to training.
Wearing your stuff?
No, he'd turn up training in his training gear and he'd put his boots on, go on and train, come in. He'd have a shower and then walk into the dressing room after the shower. And while you're in the shower, he would just go and pick a shirt off your hook and pants off your hook and he'd put them on and then wear them home. And so you'd come in, you'd have no clothes. MG would just walk out with them. He would have done that every second week without doubt.
Mm.
I had a pair of sunnies missing once after we played the Dragons and we played them in Bateman's Bay. And I went looking, backtracking. Where are my sunnies? Brand new sunnies. I got them for my birthday. I went to MG's room, so I was playing cards in here. So he helped me look for them. Fast forward about 3 months later, and I dropped round to his house at Penrith. And his wife, Megan, drives up with the groceries, and she's got my glasses on her head.
Mate, that's all of them, isn't it?
And my lock is Luke Ricketson.
Oh, Rico.
Yeah. One of the great characters.
Mrs. Waterhouse. Mr. Yeah. Waterhouse.
Yeah.
As the boys call him. Mate, talking about, people stealing stuff. This wasn't so much stealing stuff. It was just taking it and it was just never going to be returned. Well, he probably didn't want it back. Nathan Long, old teammate of mine, and everyone knows, those who remember back in the 90s, the flowing locks, the blonde hair.
It was him and Bangers. It was Bang and Smash. Bangers and Smash.
Yeah. And, mate, Longy would rock up to games and he'd have no undies on. And you'd be sitting there, like, getting ready and he'd say, Rat, you got any undies? I'm like, yeah, I'm wearing them. And he's like, can I use them? And I'm like, for what? And he goes, oh, I just didn't bring any undies. Mate, but he'd go, but sometimes he'd go out and warm up with no undies on and his footy shorts.
Stop it.
That would just be horrendous. I'm like, Longy, there's undies.
Just bait and tackle.
That's horrendous. Mate, so he'd steal your undies.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
He'd steal your undies. He'd take your undies and then he'd offer them back to you. Well, he wouldn't even offer them back to you because after every game, Longy would walk straight into the showers after the game and just strip off nude in the showers, leave everything there, his jersey, his boots, his shorts, your undies, and just walk out, put his clothes back on and leave. And we had this trainer, Stevie Milne, that used to have to go and pick up everything. Odzi. Yeah. Odzi. Oh, no, Odzi. He used to have to go and pick up everything for him. Like he'd go through 15 pairs of boots a year. He'd go through, like 26 pairs of his teammates' undies. I can't remember a time he showed up with his own undies. Oh. So he was a shocker. There's a character. He just didn't play Origin.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, you look at me like you wanted to say something.
No, I'm just listening. No. It's a great yarn.
Hey, Larrikin boys, one of the great characters. Didn't play Origin, I don't think. From the 90s was Illawarra back row, Neil Pinchinelli.
Oh, Pincho.
Fitzy, yeah.
Loved a beer.
Johnny Cross from the Wollongong. I played with him at Penrith. He's from the Gong as well. He's one of the great schooner drinkers. He said Neil Pinchinelli had him over a barrel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a big call.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get to a break. And after the break, that's your Origin of Larrikin, 0457 736 736. I think on Thursday night we're going to do sevens and sixes.
Mm.
Okay? Rat's going to be here Thursday night. He's working overtime.
Oh,
mate, and I've got to work out. Well, I've got to do 2 days over the weekend too. This is 5 days.
Hopefully he'll be here Thursday because he's promised this big.
Is he going to deliver?
Don't this put pressure on me. I feel it. My palms are getting sweaty.
He's promised us this superstar on Thursday night.
If I can deliver... I need something from
you,
blokes.
We'll bring the milk in for you.
Maybe just some respect.
If you don't, nice. Magic round's your last time.
Maybe just respect would be good.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get to a break. That's Ridiculous next.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon.